Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. What? What a great day. Part of the great week that we're having so far. Woohoo! It's going to be a great week for someone right now. This part of the show is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. And this is the part of the show where we tell you who won yesterday's grand prize. We're giving away tickets for our secret show pool party that we're doing at the end of the month on the 28th. You have to win your way in. It's very exclusive. Yes. So right now, go ahead, Hooman, and give this person a call. This person is one of our four qualifiers from yesterday. They won tickets to the pool party, and this person has won the grand prize, which is a two-night stay where we're doing the pool party at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, the ultimate wine country destination. It's going to be a blast. Oh, by the way, the next day on the 29th of June, we are doing a live broadcast from there that is open to the public. If you want to go to the live broadcast, we'd love to have you. And that would be, of course, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Line two.
We'll do it live.
We'll be there doing the show for you.
That's right.
And it's super embarrassing when we're all alone. So please come.
Yeah, so please do come. It is embarrassing.
We're never all alone.
It's been a while, but...
But it has happened, and it's super, you know...
Remember when we were all alone at that gig in Philly?
Oh, my God, Vinny.
We were all alone. It just was just me and her.
For hours. We were doing call-ins, saying where we were.
Tons of people here.
We danced on the dance floor with each other.
The person picked up.
Oh. Hi, this is Stasia. Please leave me a message.
Oh, you mispronounced it.
Stasia.
Have a great
call
day.
Call Stasia, like we said.
No, let's
at the tone, please
Stasia.
Record your message. For when you've finished recording, you may hang up or press
1
for more options.
Try it.
Stasia.
Oh, you should have pressed 1. I wonder what the other
options were.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, what could they possibly be? You know, listen, I have a hard enough time with the phone without pressing extra buttons, Vinny.
She'll just hang up on her, Vinny.
It wasn't her. It's somebody else. Yeah. Anyway, are you leaving
Stasia,
her a message?
We're on her message machine right now. Stasia.
Wait, Hooman said it's Stasia.
But she said Stasia.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. Hey, it's Stasia. I'm not here right now. Hi, it's Erin Vinny. You are our grand prize winner for Monday. Congratulations. We can't wait to hang out with you at the Secret Show pool party, and you've got a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You can call the station, or I'm sure the promotions will be contacting you. When you see an unknown number in the next few days, maybe you should consider picking it up, Stasia. Have a wonderful day.
If you're single, we've got a Persian for you.
Oh, we sure do.
Oh, and you're into dudes. I don't want to assume.
Yes. You never know.
Right.
All right. Congratulations. See you later.
His name's Hooman.
Stasia.
Is there a... Stasia. Stasia.
Yeah, get that right. What are you doing,
dude?
Yeah,
you're blowing your chance
with
this.
Trying to hook you up.
Stasia.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're going to go.
All right, goodbye. I guess that's over. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. I really like to talk to the winner. We're going to call, you know.
Oh, well.
Pick up I mean, if they're there, then.
You know.
Maybe they're in the shower.
Maybe.
Or driving.
Well. Yeah, maybe. Oh, actually, that's true. Be safe.
Right.
Play by the rules. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan.
What's up with her?
Crotch.
She's launching her own jewelry line. Yeah. Kind of ironic, you know, because she stole that thing. She stole the jewelry, you know.
Is it someone else's jewelry and it's just her name?
Let's see.
Can't see her designing much of anything.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think she's had money and been good looking her whole life. She's probably been into fashion.
Sure.
She might have an eye for it.
Right.
I remember one time they showed, this was while she was just spiraling, but they did one of those looks into her house. And she had designer piles and piles and piles of designer stuff she'd never even worn yet.
No, just get shipped to her house. Didn't she do one of those organizational shows?
That's what it was. I think that's what
it was. Where they took a picture of each pair of shoes and put them in a box so she would, you know, she wouldn't have to have the shoes out and getting dusty. Mm-hmm. She could just see which shoes were in which box.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Plus, I think that sometimes you are looking for something specific when it comes to jewelry or a piece of clothing, and you can see exactly what you want in your mind. And you feel like if you were a designer, you would just draw it out and make that because you know what you want. So she's got a... This isn't her first jewelry line, by the way. And actually, it's not her first fashion line. Didn't she have, like, a line of jeggings?
Yes.
For a while there?
She did, and got sued by the company that she was that I think they were either making them for her
right.
or whatever, but she got into some kind of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, the problem for her is... Well, I'm a dude, so there's that. But very rarely do I want to wear anything with some other person's name on it. But if I'm going to... You know, I kind of want that person to be cool.
Right.
Someone that I don't mind sort of representing as I'm wearing their stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan's not someone that many people are going to really want to put on.
Right. So hopefully her name is, you
is know, not on there.
Is not on there. And you can just be like, oh, I don't know, I got a Macy's or something. Or Shereven Company or...
I mean, if you're choosing between
something
made by
store.
That Tiffany chick or Lindsay Lohan, you might go Tiffany.
That Tiffany chick, yeah.
Whatever.
True.
Right?
Sure.
She's got a much better rep than Lindsay Lohan does.
Tiffany does have a good rep. It's true. She has been living abroad, it seems. Last we really heard of her, she was breaking up with her fiancé and screaming in London and... I don't really recall hearing anything since then, and that was a while ago. But I guess she happens to be hanging out at Cannes. Is that film festival over yet?
It is,
yes. The Cannes Film Festival?
Yeah, Cannes.
So she posted a few photos on a yacht in Cannes with the hashtag Lohan Jewelry. Her rep would only hint, something's in the works. So I don't have any pictures of the jewelry she's designed. Back in 2011, she was launching a jewelry line with someone named Pascal Mouawad.
Mm-hmm.
But that fell through. And then that was the same year she pleaded no contest to walking off with that $2,500 necklace in L.A. And I don't know if this is pertinent, but they also say she was a victim of the infamous bling ring. Remember those kids who were going around stealing from all the rich kids? Wasn't there even a movie about that?
There was something. A TV movie.
A bunch of TV shows have used that sort of that scam that
headline,
was being run.
Whatever.
Like Law and Order type things.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what we can look forward to from Lindsay Lohan. By the way, her face has calmed down a lot. I'm assuming this is a recent image of her. Remember, she was super puffy a while ago because she got all kinds of crap shot underneath her cheeks and her mouth, and she looks great in that picture. She's got like a little pearl choker on. We were talking about this.
She's a beautiful lady.
She is. I agree.
Total pain in the ass.
Thank
Can't
you.
Imagine.
I am a pain in the ass, but I'm really nice to look at.
Any better? You know?
Yeah. We were talking about not the reality winner hacker, but the dark overlord hacker.
Yeah.
You know, who now is putting out episodes of some Steve Harvey show, Thunderdome. People are just dying to get their hands on it. But they are saying that, in general, networks are losing their viewers to cell phones and tablets. You know, kids these days, my kids watch tons of TV on their iPads.
They'll absolutely.
Get on my Netflix account or, you know, I don't think my kids are hacking. I don't really know what they're up to, though. I can only go by what they tell me. I'm not allowed to be in the room with them while they're doing things. I've been told quite forcibly, get out! I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Oh, I should have knocked. Anyway, live ratings for television shows across all networks have dropped between 30 and 40% in the last year alone, which is a huge drop.
Right. The problem with that is how do I put this? The TV ratings... The current measurement used for TV ratings is outdated now. Mm. And so they're going to have to... I don't know how they're going to do this. Technology moves so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. But they're going to have to figure out a way to find out how many eyes are landing on a product, without it being in real time, measured by the Nielsen box of all things.
Well, they have that, you know, initial showing plus recorded DVR. So they account for some of the DVR stuff, but I have no idea if they can figure that out on your phone. Anyway, the problem for TV stations is that this 30 to 40% drop in viewership has resulted in something like, $70 billion in ad loss or some crazy
amount. And that's the other problem is these companies rely on this data, which is becoming outdated, and they have to go to advertisers and say, hey, we know we have a lot of listeners or viewers or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so they look, okay, prove it.
Right.
Well, but we can't, the data is, so they've got to get with the times. That's the problem.
Well, and something like Netflix, who don't release the data, they'll tell you, oh, this is the most, like, didn't they say the Adam Sandler movie, was the most viewed movie that they'd ever, original Netflix movie that had ever been put up there, but we don't know if that's saying much.
Well, they're not dependent on advertisers,
No, they're not.
So for their, that's why they do that.
Right.
They don't have to.
Right.
But, you know, a network is saying, damn, man, we know people are watching our shows. They're just either taking them or watching them on their own time.
Quantico is ABC's biggest loser. It's off something like 43% versus last year's season finale. At CBS, Big Bang Theory fell almost 20%.
Wow, that's huge.
And it wasn't the network's biggest loser. That was NCIS. Which is always the number one. Uh-huh. It's still the number one. That's the thing, is all the ratings have dropped. They said something like only 6 of 61 returning network show finales saw an uptick in ratings versus the prior year.
Oh, someone's texting in. It's not a box anymore. It's actually a portable, and it picks up multiple things.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that even, if that is current enough to keep up with technology. And where people are watching stuff. I would like to think it is, but when you see drops like that.
Right. This, I thought, you must have seen this NFL allowing liquor advertising during games next season.
I did see that.
You know, and I'm wondering, is this just a way, let's make up all the drop in revenue? Like, let's find new places that we can get money from.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was illegal for hard liquor to advertise on television, that there were rules against it, but...
No, the hard liquor's always advertised on television.
Like what?
I think.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, like Jim Beam and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
they didn't allow it during the games.
They didn't allow it during the games. It's some line they drew for whatever reason.
Right.
And I think they went, why are we saying no to advertisers?
Well, they're not anymore.
Right. That's just
Looks like they're going to allow 4 advertisements for hard liquor during each game. And the league's television partners, so I guess in your local area, can also feature 2 during pregame and postgame shows. Products like birth control, energy drinks, gambling venues, and marijuana in states where it's legal remain banned.
For now.
Right. Concerns about ad revenue were raised in the middle of last season.
Well, ratings, while the NFL is still the number one show on TV... Its ratings were down last year.
17%.
And the problem was, and I even read this too, people, there's too many games.
Right.
Thursday night games, Sunday, Monday, sometimes Saturday after the college season ends. It's too scattered and there's not enough good games, the ones you really want to see.
They made, $3.5 billion. They still broke records with their ad revenue. They're saying here. So I guess this is just a way to make more.
Oh, the NFL does so well.
Speaking of football, ESPN is bringing back Hank Williams Jr. to Monday Night Football. Let me ask, did you already see this?
I saw it yesterday.
I couldn't remember why he had been banned in the first place. I remember that there was a scandal, a controversy.
He said a bunch of bad stuff about Obama.
Yeah. I was going to ask people to guess, but
oh, sorry. I didn't remember.
I have it in the story, though. I just thought, I can't. I remember there being a scandal, but
Carrie Underwood last year. Who was last year?
Was she the one who replaced him? Pink was one of the people that sang, but Carrie Underwood ended up doing it for most recently the whole season.
Right.
But she's Sunday Night Football, though, right?
I don't know which who's on which night.
She's Sunday Night Football, so you're talking about Hank Williams.
Yeah, he was specifically Monday Night Football. And actually, I had Bryn try and find out who is doing specifically the Monday Night Football. There is Monday Night Football music, but there wasn't something definitive that said this is the person who's replaced Hank Williams Jr.
You're right. I'm confused. There's a Sunday night. Once NBC got those Sunday night games, it's gotten confusing.
But did she replace someone though? And I can't remember if that person also left in shame. But anyway, Hank Williams Jr., are you ready for some football? They're bringing it back. Or maybe he was the Sunday night guy and now ESPN has said take him for Monday nights.
Was it Faith Hill?
I think it was Faith Hill.
And Pete did it too.
Yeah. Anyway, after 6 years, they're bringing Hank Williams Jr. and his Are You Ready for Some Football song back to Monday Night Football. They parted ways in 2011 after he compared then-President Obama to Hitler. Initially, he claimed he quit before he could be fired. I do kind of remember that. Later said ESPN did him a favor by letting him go because he sold like $200,000 in T-shirts in the 1 year after being fired. In any event, ESPN said, Hank Williams Jr. fans told us they missed his theme song, and we're excited to bring back this popular segment to ESPN for the 2017 NFL season with some new twists.
So this goes, in 07, country singer Faith Hill replaced Pink as the singer for the opening theme of Sunday Night Football, and then later... Who did you just say?
Carrie Underwood.
So that's just a separate
A Sunday night game, right?
And she's back for this season, right?
According to this.
Carrie is?
Carrie is, yeah. Okay.
Are any of you thinking this guy got his job back because Trump's in office? Did anyone think that ever on any level, yes or no?
Yeah, I did think that. I also thought, too, that the fact that I couldn't remember why he was gone. Although, to me, I feel like, I don't know. Are there really people clamoring out there for theme songs to football shows? I mean, maybe I'm just out of touch with that.
You are out of touch with that.
Well, that's, in general, I'm out of touch.
I mean, how much do we love this theme? That went away,
I would be pretty bad. Let me hear the Monday Night Football one. That was actually really recognizable, too.
Was that the Hank one? You want the Hank one?
No. The one you were playing me. It's just instrumental that they play as they're kicking off the credits.
Okay, Monday Night Football. Here it is.
Yeah. Although... Is this their general sports theme, or this is specifically Monday Night Football?
That's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I like that.
ESPN. On ESPN.
A spokesperson for ESPN said they do expect some backlash, but they're not worried about it. It's the right time. We discussed it internally. It was just the right time to bring him back.
Backlash.
So, Kathy Griffin, good news. Wait 6 years.
What they didn't say is, and we were able to renegotiate our deal with him. We got him for a steal. Mm.
6 years later, he was ready. Speaking of people selling T-shirts, when something happens, the people who, you make money on
who's making
that,
it rain?
The hoes.
Okay.
Kofefi.
Oh, yeah.
The weird word that, non-word that has taken the world by storm since Donald Trump tweeted it last week. COVFEFE. It's people are trademarking it for everything. Would-be entrepreneurs have filed legal documents to lock down the right to slap Covfefe on shirts, sweaters, tank tops, pants, socks, and all the other typical clothes for men, women, and children. So there's that's the standard stuff. There's also Covfefe leisure suits in the works. I don't know where it says Covfefe on a leisure suit. Maybe sweat, how you have the juicy sweatpants?
Yeah.
That would be
like on the butt?
Yeah.
Or just coming down the leg, maybe.
Oh, sure. Down the side. That's a good look. pajamas, panties, thongs, bras, even clogs. At least one brewery has filed to attach it to a beer, and another guy wants it for coffee. Coffee. So. If you're looking to get Covfefe branded items,
that's funny.
Don't you worry.
When it came out for a minute, I thought, oh, I should grab that website.
Oh, funny.
You did?
Yeah.
And you didn't go do
it? I just never got back to it.
This just in, Carrie Underwood will return for her fifth season.
That's cool.
As the
Sunday Night Football.
The singer of the Sunday Night Football.
Just really quickly, I got a giggle out of this morning. In Canada... Listen, everywhere, sexting with kids and the exchange of naked photos when you're underage, it's a problem. But people want you to sext with them, show me a picture of your hoo-hoo or whatever you've got going on.
Oh, my God. If I was 13 and had that technology available to me.
You'd still be in jail. You'd get reported.
Oh, my God. I was such a streaker as it was.
Right.
And the idea that I could maybe coax a boob picture out of some girl by, I don't know.
Wearing her down?
Here's 300 of me. Just one of you. That's or whatever the proper.
I'll send you as many as it takes to get one back.
I just found kofefi.com.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And what's on it? Anything?
Tell them, Bryn.
You tell them first.
Well, it's obvious. It's the obvious thing that you would do with it. It's a bunch of t-shirts and bags that say, make Covfefe great again. You know.
So I found something else. I found how much it costs to buy it if you wanted
it. Oh, how much?
You have to offer a minimum of $5,000.
To buy the Covfefe.com?
Domain, yeah, exactly.
Could have held out for some money.
You're $5,000 right there, Yus.
That's right.
Dude, that actually seems cheap to me. That's a name we're all using right now.
Right, but how long is it going to last?
I don't know.
Do you want to know what covfefe.org is?
What?
What is it?
It's really smart. A real estate company got it. Oh. And they're advertising. If you want a new real estate company,
I see.
Check out covfefe.org. Hmm? You want to know Ned or no?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Let me look that up.
What about .tv?
I can look up .tv.
No, right? I mean.
What about heavy metal?
.tv.
Oh, .tv is available.
Oh, it's available.
Yeah.
It's because no one's on .tv. Have you ever heard an advertisement where someone goes, you know, whatever, .tv?
No.
And you still kind of go .net.
.net is a dude named Sam Harrelson. He's a marketing consultant. Oh. He helps your small business and nonprofits and churches do better.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Covfefe, baby. That's all we have time for. It's 7:26. Wonderful Tuesday morning. What's coming up, Vinny?
Well, there's going to be charges from the ghost ship fire and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:36. Jitter done Tuesday morning. Part of the amazing week that we're having so far. This part of it is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, you will see a picture of Sarah and Vinny because they are featured in the Nob Hill Gazette's Dynamic Duos alongside Steph Curry and Aisha Curry.
You kidding me?
As well as Gordon and Ann Getty.
Oh, they're a dynamic
at that
duo.
Level. Everyone, Nob Hill Gazette, I put a picture of their article.
That is crazy.
So thank you, Allie
Gross. We're right on the front page of it. There's all kinds of dynamic duos in here.
Thank
Instagram.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Read, why don't you read the little blurb?
Where is it?
Live radio everywhere.
The co-host first connected in Philadelphia but became a true Bay Area morning staple 2 decades ago. We've spent 20 years making memories together, says Sarah. Vinny and I, at our core, are friends. So even when we disagree, and we usually do, lol, we find a way.
Did you actually say lol?
I added that. Oh. I mean, I. Shut up. We find a way to communicate because our friendship is so important. Vinny agrees, citing common goals as the most coveted quality in a great work partner. We both love what we do and have made it a priority in life.
All right.
2017 Dynamic Duos.
Go back to that. What's the writer's name at the top there? Michelle. Kind of a long last name, isn't it?
Konstantinovsky.
Okay, her. Thank her. And what was the girl's name? Allie?
Allie Grosslight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who's Allie Grosslight?
She's the editor-in-chief. She's
What's the name of this magazine?
Nob Hill Gazette.
The Nob Hill Gazette.
We'll take it.
Look at that.
Well, that is... I'm looking. I didn't see us.
Hold on. We're right here. Oh here, take it.
Okay. I'm about to do something.
That's a big fancy. We should frame that page. It's a great page.
Wow.
Oh, that's a wonderful page.
Wow. We'll save that.
Take advantage of the bonus savings day summer event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The Radio Alice Report.
Who are these other people we're next to, though?
There are other dynamic duos.
I know Stephanie. What's Stephanie's last name? It's right next to you.
Rumelitos.
Yeah.
Rumeliotis.
Yeah. She's cool. What? She's one of my pals.
She's cool.
I don't know who
you
the
don't
other.
You even know her last name.
Well, I mean, it's a she's Greek, so they've got long last names. What's the other person next to you guys? What's their name?
Hold on.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, and you're on with. Listen, you're on
Victor
you're,
and Farrah Makris.
Oh yeah, I've met them before. They're good people. You're on. Listen, Steph Curry's there. Gordon Getty's there.
No, it's good. I just didn't. The people right next to us were the first ones I went. Who the hell is that?
Yeah.
Oh, there's
saying,
Gavin and Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, don't worry. They're probably saying, who the hell are Sarah and Vinny?
Yeah, maybe. That's exactly right.
Maybe. We made the front page of the article, though. That's,
oh, yes. Bruce and Kim Bochy.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Who's who are they?
What?
Come on.
It's all right. She didn't
Giants,
say that, everyone. She didn't say that.
I did
that.
Say that. I was like, is he the bocce bar guy?
And by the way, the Giants game last night.
Yeah.
Excellent. So much fun.
He's the coach of the San Francisco Giants.
We got the win, everyone. Should I start? I don't know what
just
happened.
Yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
Put that to the
side.
Save
that. We want to. Don't throw it away.
Okay.
Don't bury it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I look clear. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called. Called How to Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
If you're asking yourself,
why does he always plug Jane? Because he knows Sarah's going to sing at the top of her lungs. Good question.
It's fun.
Way to cut me off, because that wasn't the question I was going to. All right, good job.
Ask you, where you been, baby?
If you're asking yourself.
Yes. What am I asking myself?
What does that song have to do with Jane? Well, if they say her name in it.
Yep, yeah. They sure
after
do.
That, I there's that's it.
Although they spell it the wrong way.
How do they spell it?
Well, the right way is J-A-Y-N, right? Jane. Right.
Jane picks.
It's debatable.
He's probably stuck in traffic right now.
Here's what's happening.
Oh, Jane.
It's been a minute since we've heard the name Ghost Ship.
Yeah. Mm.
The Oakland Ghost Ship warehouse fire that killed 36 people in December makes the news again because charges have finally been brought. Two people were arrested Monday on charges connected to the deadly fire. Derek Almena is the guy who he was the first name we heard. Mm-hmm. He was the warehouse's operator and the chief artist behind the collective that lived there. Also, Max Harris, a warehouse tenant, also taken into custody. So they were arrested and charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the deadly blaze.
Who owns the warehouse?
There was another person, and I can't say I remember the lady's name.
Yeah.
But I want to say it was just one person owned it, but was renting it to him, and he was running that thing.
Right.
So, I bet you they must have looked at charging the owner and didn't see that that person was, I don't know.
Yeah,
Rich?
Oh, you think that person was able to buy their way out?
No. I think they were looking at suing the owner. Like, he's got no money.
Oh, no. These are arrests. These are charges being brought. This has nothing to do with the lawsuits. The lawsuits will go everywhere.
I'm sure.
To the city, to the county, to
PG&E. The owner, the landlord, to everybody.
Vinny, the lady's name is Chor Ng, C-H-O-R, last name N-G.
Yeah, I remember it being a lady, but I didn't know the name. Anyway, the charges are being brought on those two dudes, so there's that. Speaking of lawsuits, so actually, let me go back a step. Yesterday, right. We had Scott Budman on. He talked to us about the Big Apple conference where they were going to be unveiling some new stuff, including their version of Who Shall Be Remain Nameless.
Right, the Amazon product that is listening to every word you say in your house.
Mm-hmm. That will go off if I call it.
Right.
So I won't. I'll get to those announcements here in a second, but one of the things that they announced is a new feature on their operating system that will disable iPhone notifications for people who are driving.
Oh.
One of the reasons in the article I'm reading is because Apple's been facing several lawsuits from people who've been involved in or who've lost family members in accidents that involve drivers distracted by their smartphone.
Mm.
Is it the phone's fault?
Of course not. Absolutely not. But that's the world we live in. People who throw lawsuits everywhere hoping to score.
Right.
And I can't blame people who are grieving and who are dealing with great loss for wanting some kind of revenge on someone. I don't necessarily think it's Apple's fault. I think we all have these phones next to us.
It's their fault for making such an awesome phone.
Are they going to win? Are the lawsuits going to win? Yes or no?
Oh, I don't have that, but I do see that Apple has made changes.
Is this going to be a voluntary thing? Because I would hate to be a passenger in a car and not be able to text.
Well, it's going to be interesting because if it's voluntary, then...
But if it's a setting that you can... I mean, wouldn't you do that? I would. I would set it so that I can't get a notification while I'm driving. Especially if I could set up a bounce back,
I guess if I was, I don't know. I don't usually, my phone's just there. I don't get in my car. Think like, oh, let me turn this off among my other steps. Like, first of all, it takes me 15 minutes just to get out of my parking spot downstairs.
It's true. Sometimes you leave before me and I'm like, oh, I should leave too. Well, I'll still beat him out of the building.
I watch her. Meep, meep. She takes off. There's me.
Hey, predict. Do you think one of these lawsuits is going to win?
I don't know the details of it. I could see how it's possible someone could get paid. Sure. Anyway, Apple's technology to disable notifications is going to be part of their newest update. So we'll see how that works. I don't have all the details.
Well, I'm interested in that. I would love to have that. I'd ask my kids to put that on
I wonder if the other phone companies are getting sued like Samsung everyone else.
Yeah, well, I mean, why wouldn't they be? So the HomePod was the thing that we were just mentioning, the thing that will go after...
The Amazon HomePod.
And the Google HomePod. Mm. They also introduced a new iPad and still no new iPhones yet. That's coming later in the year, but...
We look forward to it. What will they remove from it now? What dongle will we have to buy to use our iPod now?
I actually read the biggest problem people have is that it needs to be charged through this hole, and that's how you would plug your headphones in. So
you have to buy the double dongle, which we have one of those. Only one person in the house has. Is it the 7 that has no? Because I will not get rid of this. I'll just buy another 6. If I have to. I need my headphones. I want my headphones. I'm not going to use Bluetooth headphones. And when you're charging and listening to something at the same time, it has that like sound.
So the way, one of the things I read was the way they'll fix that is wireless charging.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So then you can use your headphones and charge at the same time. Because I never use my headphones with the phone. And I could, when I read that, I went, oh yeah, that would be a problem, wouldn't it? So you've run into that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Apple.
Just put the damn headphones back in there.
We're not going back, Sarah. Please. What's wrong with you?
Headphone jack is going backwards?
I think so.
No. Come on.
It's not.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
You know, this is one that's been around. I know you've probably heard it. I think it's worth repeating, though. It's fun. MySpace. Remember that?
I sure do.
Was in talks to acquire Facebook in 2004, but passed because Zuck wanted $75 million. And they said, that's way too much.
Oh, man.
Facebook's current market value is $445 billion. MySpace sold for $35 million in 2011.
Well, you know, hindsight's 2020. For every deal like that, there's a thousand.
And maybe the people who ran MySpace or started it made their money and they're living on some island.
Maybe.
Tucking into tubes as we speak.
Talking about,
Hey!
Okay.
Tech companies. Did you hear about Google yesterday? Their stock, for the very first time, broke $1,000 a share.
You know what? I heard that too, and then I went right to my little thing and flipped over to it, and it wasn't. It's at 983 right. Oh, 986 right now.
Right at this very second, it's worth $1,007.06.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
I'm looking at 986.
We're looking at an update literally by the millisecond.
Don't shake it. It's not
literally.
What's wrong with you?
Can you hit refresh?
You must have the Apple 7.
What?
Last time it got up that far, it split a bunch of different ways.
How many ways?
I don't know. I think it was like a 4-for-1 or a 3-for-1.
It just went down.
It just went up.
No, it went down.
Just went up.
Mine's at 1,692 now. What's yours at?
Oh, it just changed again.
What's yours at?
Well, of course.
I'm at 1,671 now.
Yeah, 71.
What are you at?
Oh, my God.
The same as yours.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can check us out over here. 510 says, one of the winners from yesterday here, I would have picked up, guys.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, Stacia.
Anastasia.
Stacia. Yeah, Stacia. She did say Stacia, didn't she?
Yeah, but the only reason I remember that, Anastasia. I don't know, whatever.
408 says, hey, Vin, it is a felony to strike or assault any educator because they are a government worker. Same thing if you assault a mailman. You are automatically given felony charges because that's a government worker.
Mm.
Okay. I believe those protections should be in place. You should...
This is the pie in the face for a principal at a graduation ceremony, and the 17-year-old or 18-year-old who did it is charged.
Any teacher, though, should feel safe in the workplace.
Sure.
Shouldn't be feeling...
like you're going to get pied.
Or worse.
Right, but, you should be safe.
If they can count music streams, they can count show streams, says 707.
Okay.
I don't know the details on how that works. Someone said that the box isn't used anymore. They have a different system in place for TV ratings, but technology moves so fast.
It does. It's very difficult to keep up with. We do our best here.
Hi, Sarah, Vinny, and crew. Today is my husband's 54th birthday, and he is at home alone.
Aww.
Could you please wish him a happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
And then we get no name.
Oh, they didn't send a name.
Nope.
Oh. Why is he home alone?
Yeah. What did you do?
Happy birthday, dude.
Hey, 54-year-old. You're awesome. You're alone. try to have some fun today.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Silicon Valley, the show.
You are loving that show.
I do love the show. I actually got some, I think, kind of bad news about it. I'll tell you the story and you tell me.
All right.
How many of you all caught up on Silicon Valley?
No, I don't want to.
He's not into it, huh?
Am I the only one?
I love the show.
Okay, great.
I'm just behind.
Yeah, I'm behind on purpose.
A week or two.
I want to binge it.
You do?
Yeah, we're saving up a few, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rewatching, too. Anyway, I have some news about it, and you tell me if it's good or bad.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.